The Tuolumne County Supervisor meetings are broadcast live on mymotherlode.com. Here are edited portions of yesterday's budget discussion between Tuolumne County Supervisor Carl Rotifer and representatives of the Motherlode Juvenile Detention Facility.
Good morning, members of the board. Dan Hawks, Chief Probation Officer. Obviously, last year when we presented our budget presentation, we went over in detail all of the great programs and services that we provide to the community and our youth with our detention facility. Let me just start by saying from the outset that I do think that we should keep the juvenile facility running, and I do think that we actually are managing costs well and can continue to do so. But that being said, in the last 7 days since I've learned that this was a concrete plan going forward, me and my staff, we've worked, it seems like without sleep, trying to put together a budget that would be reasonable and have some level of cost savings for the county and account for the need to provide detention services for our youth in an alternative manner. And we've had a few different scenarios going forward. And all I can say is that the best scenario that we can come up with based on actual quotes for detention facility contracts is about a $200,000 savings. And so what I would like is to have the opportunity to do a full presentation to the board about costs and potential revenue streams. We know that there's DJJ realignment potentially coming that would supply some additional revenue to the county for the running of our facility. I think that if we are going to continue to run our facility, then we absolutely need to renegotiate our bed rates to our county partners. That being said, I've got commitments from our county partners that they're willing to go back to the table, and they understand that if we're going to stay open, we have to have more paid by them. They have to pay closer to the actual cost for their youth. When we opened our facility, the going rate at the time was $100 a day. That's what people were paying. And there were more facilities open. There were more beds in our region for our kids. And that's not the reality anymore. We have to base it on what our actual costs are. And I think when we sit down and take a look at that, if we choose to close the facility based on a low level of savings, then that's understood. We will work with you on that. My goal is to work with you and fulfill your request. If that's to close the facility, we will do that. But that being said, we need to make sure that we are realizing some savings if we're doing it.
Okay.
We'll answer any questions.
So my recommendation to you, if I was in your shoes, I'd turn around, I'd look at that slide, and I'd say, warm closure, potential savings, $600,000. How can I come back to this board with a keep it open and save the county $600,000?
What I'm saying to you, sir, with all due respect, is that I can only find $200,000 in savings based on actual quotes for contracts and detention beds, based on real numbers.
Okay.
I cannot provide $600,000 in savings with a warm closure. That's what I'm telling you.
No. So you're disputing the $600,000 savings for a warm closure.
I am.
Well, then you need to come back and show that. But I would also, if you want to keep it open, I'm serious. And I've been a supporter of this facility since it got going. But I would go back and I would get commitments from our partners, our regional partners, and come up with $600,000. That's what I would do. Okay?
I think $600,000 is an unrealistic number.
And come up with $500,000.
I'll come up with what I can, sir, and I will do my best. I'll do
okay.
my utmost. And I just appreciate the opportunity to be given that opportunity to,
okay.
to come
we're,
back here.
We're on a very fast train.
Understand.
So you need to get on the train.
Yeah, I'm on the train, sir, but my concern is that if we allow this train to run through without having contracts in place, we're going to end up in a situation where we're not saving any money.
When they're paying $100 a day and the actual cost is somewhere around $400 to $500, and maybe depending on the programs over that we're not paying it, period.
Well,
okay, I'm sorry.
If you allow me to speak here, the actual cost is probably about closer to $300, and it fluctuates wildly based on the numbers.
Okay, I'm not here to argue with you.
Right.
Okay,
I'm not arguing.
Listen. I'm not here to argue with you. I don't care what the numbers are. We're not paying for other people's kids, okay?
Understood. And so, that's exactly the argument I put to our county partners. I told them if there's any chance at all that this facility is to remain open, it will hinge upon their willingness to sit at the table and renegotiate those rates.
Do you want to keep this place open?
I want to do the right thing for Tuolumne County youth, and I want to do the right thing for in terms of public safety for our citizens.
If you want to keep this place open, open your ears.
I'm listening.
Okay. No, you're not.
I am listening. I what I'm telling you, sir, is that I'd
your
like
mouth's
to come
moving.
Back.
You're not listening.
Okay.
Okay?
All due respect.
Come back to us with a budget that we can afford.
Thank you,
quite frankly, we have to cut programs. And if we can't afford it, it's going to get cut. That's simple.
And that's all I'm asking for is the opportunity to present that information to you so that you can make an informed decision.
You should have been here today.
The
sheriff was here today. We've got two other department heads that are here today with savings, okay?
I'm Mike Arndt. I'm your division manager for the juvenile unit. And I just specifically want to comment on that public flogging that you just gave our chief probation officer, Carl. That was uncalled for, unprofessional, and unbecoming of a public official. You should resign. You want to know why we didn't present today? They didn't ask us to present today. You can accuse us of anything you want to, but unprepared is not what we do. We would have come here with a presentation. I guarantee you they had a conversation with the rec department. I guarantee you they had a conversation with the sheriff. Nobody asked us to present today. So get your facts straight before you start yelling at my boss like that. And with that, it's been the pleasure of my career to work with the kids in this county. I resign.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I will apologize publicly for my part in the little verbal fracas that occurred earlier, but I want to know how we can operate that juvenile hall at something around $500,000 less than we're operating it at right now.